We'd be here if we know you again. Lord, you give me this scripture for some time. I went back over it. Said, Lord, is this what you want to preach me tonight? And all through Sunday school, this scripture come out. And when Brother Rick sung that song, I know that this was the scripture I was supposed to preach tonight. Acts chapter 9 and verse 18. We're going to try to be a reading here.
Bless him, Lord.
And there may be thy fail from his eyes if it has been scaled. And he received sight forthwith and rose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain day with the disciple which was at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue that he is the Son of God. Yes. But all that heard him was amazed. And said, is it not this he that destroyed them which call on his name in Jerusalem, and come hither for that reason, that he might bring them bond unto the chief priests? Yep. But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwell at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their land wait was known of Saul, and they worked the gate day and night to kill him. Then the disciple took him by night, and led him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he decided to join himself to the disciples. But they was all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him, and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoke to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming and going out of Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecian, but they went about to slay him. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea, and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then had the church rested throughout all Judea and Galilee and Smyrna, and with any fail and walking in the fear of the whole of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost was multiplied. Okay. This is a man here of the South.
Bless him, Lord.
And their brother taught Sunday school a few months ago, and he teached this in a way that give me a new understanding, the background that Saul had. Saul had the best education. He had the best teaching. He had it all. He had money, he had power, he had background. And this is the way he teached it. He said if he had been born in America, more than likely he would have lived in New York, went to Harvard or Yale, that Tennessee Tech or the Nashville College would not have been good enough for this man because of the background that he had it all. And he thought he was doing right, holding Christians in jail, bounding them up and killing them. That was his background. That was his teaching. In chapter 7 of Acts in verse 58 tells us he was there when Stephen was stoned, that they laid their coats down in a young man's feet named Saul, as they stoned Stephen to death. I'm going to tell you what, that was his background. That was what he was brought up. It has a lot to do, church, I believe, with where you brought up. The Bible says where you train a child, and that's where it will go. And that's the way he was trained. But my friend, listen, he was on the Damascus Road, and he had the letters from the chief priest in his pocket to go and get more Christians. Because that's what he was taught, that's what he thought he was doing. But Jesus Christ blinded him on Damascus Road. Glory to God. Let's come out in Sunday school today. If you believe in God, if you believe in Jesus, you already saved. But that don't give you. Because this scripture, I have to say this scripture today in Sunday school when that come out. But all this man didn't know who Jesus was.
Yeah.
He said, "Who are you, Lord?" Yeah. He said, "I'm Jesus, whom you persecuted."
Amen.
He said, "What will you have me to do, Lord?" Glory to God. That's what we need to say.
Yeah.
As Christians today, what will you have me to do, Lord?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. This man was lost.
Yeah.
This man had education.
Uh-huh.
He had it all in this world, but he was lost.
Yeah.
Going to
yeah.
We all, my friend, one day after a while, when we come of age, glory to God,
amen.
We were on that same road in this land that Paul was.
Amen.
Till we got saved, glory to God. And this man here got saved. He was saved, glory to God, in Jesus Christ's blood. He was baptized, the Bible says. He was redeemed and baptized. And when they're preaching the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, people didn't understand. Here this man was yesterday, a hole in the same one end that he was trying to save. But I'm telling you that the Savior that we're serving tonight, church, that's the one that we're serving that able, glory to God, do anything he wants to.
Yeah,
right. People tell me that God has got so much ability anymore. I'm telling you, he's saying yesterday,
amen,
and tomorrow, and forever, glory to God.
Right,
he
go.
Never changes.
Amen.
Oh, man, he's changed. Man thinking and believing he's changed. But my friend, the word of God never changes.
Amen.
God never changes. Jesus Christ is on the throne, on the He's on the throne tonight. Oh, I'm telling you, the devil don't want it preached. But my friend, the word of God needs to be preached. It's out of season today. Because people don't want to hear the word of God. They want to hear a little fairy tale about Mickey Mouse or Cinderella. But glory to God, I've not got one for you tonight. I've got the true word of God here tonight. Oh, I'm telling you what, my friend. We need to serve God more today than ever serving. Call it so much sin out there in the world. They're thinking of new names for it every day, glory to God.
Yeah.
But we don't have to walk in that sin.
Yeah.
We don't have to walk by that long gate.
Uh-huh.
We can go on through that narrow gate.
Yeah.
That the needle, glory to God, that Jesus talked about.
Yeah.
He said, wouldn't many rich men could get through there? And the disciples said, why? You can't take nothing with you, glory to God.
Amen.
You can't take sin into the kingdom of God, glory to God. You got to be blood washed and bought, glory to God.
Amen.
To go to heaven when this life is over. We can't wait and get turned and get saved. This is a getting ready place.
Amen.
It's a place that we must get ready.
Yes.
We must do the will of God. We must preach His word today.
Amen.
Boy, a lot of people don't want to hear the word of God preached no more. They want something to make you feel good.
Yep.
I'll tell you, if you're getting the word of God and the spirit of God, glory to God, you'll feel good.
Amen.
If you get grounded and grounded in the word of God.
Amen.
You may not have to be like me or Paul here, scraping the bottom of the bucket, glory
bless
to God.
Lord.
But my friend, sometimes it's what it takes.
Yeah.
God has to do something, glory to God, to get her attention, amen.
Amen.
Her attention would got that during 9/11.
Uh-huh.
But people got so friendly, they got open doors,
right.
They even scoot over.
Amen.
When they're going down the road, they've all forgot it, man.
Yeah.
They've all forgot it in time. If we ain't careful, we'll forget what God brought us from, amen.
Right, right.
Church, if we ain't careful tonight. But my friend, He's brought us out of sin.
Right.
He brought us from the clay, dirt. Oh, the Bible said He breathed in the nostril of man, and man came a living soul. I'm telling you what, my friend, we've got so much to be thankful about.
Amen.
But when this old body lays down, it's going back to dust.
Yeah.
Them bodies out there, it's going back to dust.
Yeah.
But the Spirit, glory to God, is went back to God.
Amen.
That's the difference, my friend. But the Spirit goes to God. And it's how a man is when he gets there, where he'll spend eternity.
Oh,
and the Bible tells me he ain't going to spend eternity but two places, heaven or hell.
Yeah, right.
Heaven or hell is the only place. slaughter. You ain't going to go to some paradise. You're going to go to the paradise of heaven or the pits of hell where they're gnashing of teeth. I'm telling you what, my friend, we need to have a walk with God. We need to know Him. We need to know Him. And we didn't need to know when we do something for Him. You know, Saul asked him, said, "Who are you, Lord?" He wanted to be sure, Brother Jerry, who he was talking to. Amen. We need to be sure as children of God who we're talking to, glory to God. And it needs to be Jesus Christ.
Yep.
He said, "My sheep will not listen to us dreaming." Not to us dreaming, Lord, will they not listen to us. My friend, ain't but one voice I've heard to listen to tonight. Right. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Him, we'd be nothing. Without Him, we'd ever be lost. No way out, but my friend, He loved us so much. That He found the way for us. Through His blood shed. Oh, it takes the blood. I don't care what anybody tells you. Water's good. Baptizing is good. But it takes the blood of Jesus, my friend, to make us white as snow. Then we can be baptized. Yes, we need to follow Him. He said, "Follow me and baptize Him." That's what we need to do. But my friend, we need to know that we're saved. We need to know that we're washed in the blood. If I save you tonight, you won't be back. But if Jesus Christ saved you, glory to God, you'll be back wanting more. Because that's the power that He has. That's the power that He has. But man is limited. But we can do all things through Christ, the Word of God. We can do all things through Him. The disciples came to Him one time and said, "Lord, why can't we cast out devils and sickness like You can?" He said, "Lack of faith." He said, "Lack of faith." He said, "If you just have faith as a little mustard seed," He said, "you'd say to the mountain, 'Be moved,' and the mountain would be moved." We move mountains out of our lives, church, if we have faith tonight. If we have faith and hope. We put our hope and faith in man, they're going to let us down. We put our faith and hope in the world and the computers and all these things, electronic gadgets they got, we're going to be let down. But if we put our hope and faith in Jesus Christ and see us home.
Amen.
See us home on the other side one day after a while.
Yeah.
A place where there's no death.
Amen.
A place where there's no sin.
Yeah.
Streets of gold there for me and you. The water of life. Now that ain't no fairy tale, church. That's in the Word of God.
That's right. Amen.
That's in the true Word of God. He told His disciples, He said, "I'll go away and I'll make a place for you."
Yeah.
And if it wasn't so, I would have told you.
That's
so. My friend, He's made a place for us.
Amen.
Waiting on the other side.
Yeah.
One day He's going to come back and receive the church.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And He's coming every day after His children. Just look in the newspapers and the radio. The obituary, He's coming every day through the doorway of day. One day in a while He's going to come and declare a victory.
Amen.
First. But it's going to be a sad day for one that's not ready.
Amen.
It's going to be a sad day, but you don't have to be. People don't have to be lost. They don't have to be lost, none of them. A lot of people like Paul here. I mean, Saul, before he came, Paul. Well, I'm as good as that. There goes so-and-so, I'm as good as him. I've heard that all my life. My friend, if the blood's not applied, it's not. You know, we need to look at ourselves before we look at someone else.
Amen.
The Bible said if the mote is in them eye, we can't take help for a brother, take it out of his
way.
I'm kidding. We must walk with God.
Amen.
We must walk with Him.
Yep.
Paul done according to God's word. He went to jail. He went to prison for his God. Son, he didn't have to. He had the best education and money. He didn't have to.
Amen.
But he did it because the love of God was down in his heart and life.
Yep.
He was shipwrecked. The boat come all to pieces. The angel of the Lord said, "Stay in the boat. Don't get out." Stay in there. He was snake bit. Viper bit him. But he didn't give up. He didn't hurt him. Why? Because he had the faith.
Amen.
He had the faith. He healed. Why could he heal? Because he had the faith in God. God believed in God's there for me and you today. God's here for us today. God's here. We've got the word. We know that we can be saved.
Amen.
We know we don't have to die in vain. But it took me a long time to see that. It took me a long time to see that I didn't have to walk by myself.
Amen.
We don't have to walk by ourselves tonight. If you're in your loss and you're walking by yourself, you don't have to leave the loss tonight.
Amen.
You don't have to leave by yourself. Take Jesus Christ home with you, glory to God. He's here for that. He's here wanting to go home with you, glory to God. Saul came lost, but glory to God, he went home safe. He was blinded, glory to God, for 3 days, didn't eat or drink. But he was in the best shape he ever had in his life, and thought he had Jesus living in his
heart.
I'm telling you, church, tonight, that's the best thing could ever happen to us. Itself in Jesus is Lord and Savior. Your mama can't get you saved, your daddy can't get you saved, and your pastor can't get you saved. It must be between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. On the only right way as I preach. That's the only way I'm about to preach, Brother Jerry. It's on the only right way of salvation. Signing the book is a good thing. Can't get you saved. Shaking the preacher's hands, a good thing. But can't get you saved.
Amen.
Talking to someone over the telephone about the Lord's a good thing, but it can't get you saved.
Amen.
But on the only right way, glory to God, calling out in repentance and asking Him to take your sins away. And I believe with all my heart, if you're in your loss tonight, and you come, and you bow down, He'll take it away.
Amen.
But my friend, you must ask. He's a God that don't push Himself on nobody. And if He did, it wouldn't be true love that He wants.
Right.
It wouldn't be true love that He wants. Amen. The whole world can be saved, but they must ask. They must be drawn by the Spirit of God. They must accept the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart.
Amen.
He's there tonight. That's what the Lord's given us.
Amen.
Come and give us a song.